two brothers named Grimm.
If you don't calm down, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
Lady, I got buddies who died face down in the muck so that you and I can enjoy this family restaurant.
All right, I'm out of here.
Hey, dude, don't go away, man. Come on, this affects all of us, man. Our basic freedoms. I'm staying. I'm finishing my coffee. Enjoying my coffee.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be
buzz, 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 buzz.
Mud, mud, mud.
Coffee mug, consider away the haze. Liquid proof that I can win this race. Coffee mug, the threat that keeps us all. The interlink, keep it flushing all. I don't need no food to drugs, I just struggle with my coffee mug. I don't need no kiss mug, I just struggle with my coffee mug. They've been banned, my liquid don't absorb. There's too many hooks, and they got too much voice. So for the moment, we're all pretty good to go. With Nadia cups, with Nadia more to go. I don't need no food to drugs, I just struggle with my coffee mug. I don't need no kiss mug, I just struggle with my coffee mug.
What's a FIFA? What's a FIFA? Hyper coffee, coffee, mug, bring it, shake it, sugar rush, coffee, crazy, hyper sugar, bring coffee, mug, a book.
1, 2, 3, 4, coffee me, coffee me, coffee me,
coffee me, coffee me, coffee me.
Don't need your lecture,
don't need your rule,
I just need espresso,
just need your brew.
I can't slow down, I can't stop,
time to brew another pie.
Coffee me, coffee me, coffee me,
coffee me, coffee me, coffee me,
coffee me, coffee me, coffee me.
Welcome here. Man, forget what you've heard, forget what you've learned. The truth is just another tool of a man to keep you down. Get a line on the spirit of the brother. The concrete and the noise keep us apart from each other. The sun and the trees provide the glue for all of us. River of together, just like the scum in a pond. Reject the bomb, give into the bong. Who needs a purpose just to be spiritual and free? Just kick back, get fat, get high, and then, my friend, you
punk, brothers and sisters. It's time again for another episode of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. We in the last week of September 2023. It's me, the DD Grimm.
And this is the Mad Axe. That was a very dramatic intro. Good job.
Because it's International Coffee Week and Espresso Day.
So actually, there's a National Coffee Day on September 29th, I believe, and then an International Coffee Day on October 1st. So it's like a two for one, two shots, extra shot, or however you want to look
extra shot of.
And you know, like we have our themes, and I have my stupid themes, right? You know, you have the obvious ones like beer and destruction and skate, you know, all these like punk rock themes. But I'm surprised at how many coffee songs there actually are, and there's some badass ones.
I mean, it's a drug. If you didn't catch on, we're grinding over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
You said that on the last.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that, because one time I said you made the. Like, we were talking about barbecue, and you made the comment, like, I don't think the wife thinks I'm going to play with my meat that much. And I just, like, jumped right into the next, as if I didn't hear what you said, and I actually did. And
you tried to play it off like it wasn't funny or something, I guess. I don't know.
No, I, like, tried to rush. You're either going to fucking hate coffee by the end of this hour, or you're going to want to go down to Starbucks and drink, like, 15 cups and get all jacked up and freaking not be able to sleep all night. I wish coffee still did that to me, by the way.
The irony of this is we're doing it at 2 in the morning, whereas, you know, the last thing on earth we're doing is drinking coffee.
Yeah, we're cracking beers to the coffee show, the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Get us Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Cali time over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com and over at Ripper Radio.
You mean
Ripper Radio. Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Cali time as well. That was the Descendants with probably the best punk rock coffee song on the face of the earth there, off of Everything Sucks 1996. Excellent year. That was Coffee Mug from the Descendants.
And there's a lot of cool covers of that song, and a couple of them are on our coffee playlist over at YouTube. Go check it out.
So good, so good. Bad Tattoo after that. We played them a couple episodes ago. A little 6-second song there. If you're on coffee, you probably missed it. If you're on coffee, you missed it. That was Coffee Shot off of Laser Removal 2018. Girth Control after that did Coffee Me off of Shorter, Faster, Dumber.
Is that the first time we've ever played Girth Control?
There's a lot of bands in here we've never played before, everybody.
I love it.
That was 2017. And the good old nobodies, JJ. We'll hear from him.
Why don't any bands ever play at the Triple Nickel, man? I'm always checking the Instagram. I'm like, man.
Keep checking it, because you'll miss a good one.
I missed the one fucking nobody's show on June 30th. Because I was moving, and literally our stupid ass moving, what are those called? Shed storage came on that day. day.
They're hopped up in coffee, man. They got.
So, yeah, guys, if you can, like, have a show any, like, month now, that'd be awesome.
We close it out with the Nobodies. Coffee House Massacre. Off of Short Songs for Short Attention Spans, 1996, one of the best albums ever. And we have Black Flag, of course, in the background. Whether you like coffee, don't like coffee, whatever, there's songs for everybody on here. This is Quincy Punks. They're going to do I Hate Coffee off of We're Not Punks, but We Play Them on TV, legendary album, 1992.
El Matador would appreciate this one because he don't like coffee.
Who wouldn't like coffee?
Him.
Weird. That's weird.
Coffee. Hey kids, this is JJ Nobody, and you're rocking to Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
Steamboat's cup of coffee in the big time, yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time.
Brothers Grimm Punkcast sucks. sick of you.
That
you're a punk.
Absolutely,
you're a punk.
Outrageous.
Everybody talking about the drug of choice over here on the Brothers Grimm podcast this week. Good old coffee.
I searched the old blog spot, brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com, for coffee songs. There weren't a ton on there. So
No.
I mean, over the years, 12 years, right?
Well, we got pretty basic with our searches here. I'm sure there's a ton of songs like that have to do with coffee that don't have coffee in the title.
Which was a
whole rabbit hole I started to go down, and I'm like, oh man, the first song I found was 3 minutes long. Not gonna cut it.
Nope. Sometimes you have to keep it simple, right?
Yeah. Just like the background, Dr. Coffee, little surfy Nirvana covers. Can't go wrong.
And like I said, next coffee day, right? You'll just say, listen to episode 415. Check out episode 415. Finally got one of those fancier coffee machines, and you're always tempted, like, at all hours of the day, right, to be like espresso or the machines that make the lattes and the espresso.
Oh man,
bougie. You ever had one of those?
I did once, but it was like when it first came out, and then that's too bougie for me now.
You went back to the old pot or what? Did you make the pot?
No. We got the Keurig.
Oh, I don't even know how to say that. That's why I don't like them.
Coffee's one of those things. It's just, you just gotta have it. You know, whether it gives you heartburn, gives you the shits. You know, you just gotta have it.
Well, I always say there's a couple things that I can never say no to, right? And coffee and beer are like if you, at any time in the day, right? If someone's like, hey, you want a beer? You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or if someone's like, hey, you know, you want some coffee? Or
like, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the old thing that the old people used to close out the night with. You want some coffee?
And then, well, we're dangerously close to being one of those.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like some pie and coffee at 8
p.m.? I don't know. I remember the older, like, grandparents. You want some coffee?
Well, that's the thing is you eat anything sweet, right? Like a piece of cake or a pie or a cookie. It's like, right, let's have some coffee, you know?
You just heard the Smugglers, everybody. That was Coffee, Tea, or Me off of Rosie from Lookout Records year 2000, I saw The Smugglers at the Phoenix Theater with the High Fives a long time ago. That was one of the best shows I've ever seen. The Smugglers rule from Canada. John Denver's body double before that did Coffee off of Tour to the Core from 2022.
And we like our album art here on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. These have some excellent album art. Got some skate themed stuff, some short songs. We love the short songs. This comes in at less than a minute, so check those guys out.
Excellent band. Against the Grain before that did Coffee and Cigarettes. I guess those go together off of their self-titled 2010. Grinder from Ontario, Canada. Grinder, if you don't remember, the grindcore like solo project that has the Coffee Grinder and this time Coffee Maker that does the vocals. I mean, that's legendary.
Where do people come up with this stuff?
I don't know, but they have a Grinder has a ton of releases over on Bandcamp, so you should go check it out. That was My Maker and Me off of release of the same name, 2018. Scholastic Death before that did Coffee Cures Everything off of Bookstore Core from 625 Thrash Core. Can't beat that, 2002. Another one from 2002 before that, Caught Red-Handed did Coffee Riot.
Such a good name for a song.
Good combo there. Off their self-titled 2022, Jody Faster before that did Bad Mood and Black Coffee off their complete discography from 2021. The Q Factor, never played that band before. That was great lyrics. What was it? I used to drink coffee when I was young to act like I was old. Now I'm old and coffee sucks. Something like that. That was brilliant. That was Coffee Sucks off of the Q Factor discography, 2022. Another band we've never played. And Quincy Ponks started out with a Haymaker.
And I'm bummed because we had the beer episode and we did the We Like Beer song. So go check out the beer themed episode. It was like, what, 405? And then we had our song We Like Beer. Yep. I really wanted to do like a we love coffee, we like, you know, something along those lines.
You go check out Brothers Grimm Punk. Brothers Grimm Punk over at Bandcamp. Here's one coming up from Civil Disgust. This is Smell the Coffee off their self-titled 2016, which will be the album cover on the blog this week.
Stupid! Wake up! Stupid!
Man, I miss those old nostalgic video games.
At least the Brothers Grimm Punkcast still plays old classic punk rock hits.
Oh!
Coffee after 7.
man. I will not let this opportunity slip through my fingers. Cup of coffee, man. Yeah. Man. Wow, man. Freaked out.
Punkers, the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, just zipping along, all hopped up on coffee over here.
And I gotta tell you, I really want coffee and pie now.
Yeah, all these songs, man. Coffee and donuts?
Coffee and donuts, coffee and cigarettes, just kidding, but whatever floats your boat, right?
Yeah, claw hammer in the background, got bedside coffee table roses. Only because it's a long song. Corrupt Vision we just played. Coffee and Donuts. Interesting band, man. Violent Ska, their discography. That was 2021. Media Circus. It was kind of lo-fi-ish, old-sounding, but it was 2006 off of Skate Attack Volume 1 tape. That was Coffee Shop Dropout. OC45 before that did Strong Coffee off of When It Hits, 2013. The band Coffee Mug did Do It off of the compilation Thrash Up My Ass tape from 2010. Hecka Test before that did Spoons Are For Coffee off their 7-inch split with the Spits, 2002.
Is that like a heroin reference or something? Or Spoons Are For Coffee?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
I don't know, maybe I'm overthinking that one, but...
A lot of cool band names in this one, this episode. Bad Hormones, that's H-O-R-E, Moans. Before that, did Extra Large Coffee off of X-Ray Eyes, 2016. Operation Cliff Clavin, before that, did Coffee Houses off of Freedom of Choice, 1996. Doom, before that, did Can't Smell the Coffee off of World of Shit from Discipline Records, 2001. And Civil Disgust started it up.
That Doom one might get cut off a little bit. Yeah.
A lot of these might get faded out, folks.
With all the
jibber-jabbering over here on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Let's shred another set and split. Do we know where to get the shit? Send us some stuff over to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. We've been playing... Oh, we've had some skits. Some new bumpers were thrown in the mix. We have a barbecue one, a riot one, what was it? Oh, the arcade one? The 80s vibe arcade one?
I tried to do my best, like, young kid voice on that one. So.
Yeah, I forgot to do that. Bad acting. The demon, the Brothers Grimm punk-ass demon, it's pretty cool.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I wish all stuff was that easy to create, where it was just like, put a little effect on there and...
Yeah,
but like these songs are kicking our ass, man.
Yeah, they're kicking our ass big time.
That's a little out of time. That's a lot of time.
It's way out of time. It's way out of time. Here's our buddies, the Pissed Alpacas. This is one from 2020, of course. September 29, 2020, National Coffee Day from the Hardcore Calendar.
It's just punk rock.
It's just punk rock.
Sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit.
This is the D.D. Grimm.
This is the Mad Act.
You're listening to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
Drink two cups of coffee on the way to work. That's what mama used to do. Never thought I would have grown up to be just like you. What if flapper and open your book. You can judge it by the cover, never give it a second look. Lately I just hang around the house because money talks and I'm as quiet as a church mouse. Nobody's listening anyway.
Say to me?
We own you.
You don't own me, punk.
You know, this is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
We'll be right back.
would you like some coffee?
Why don't you get out of the game?
Let's cool it down and close it out over here on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's going to kind of be hard to cool down a all coffee episode.
Because we're all revved up.
There's some people I work with that are like, I can't drink coffee because it like makes me anxious and
jittery.
Jittery. I'm like, fuck, that sounds cool, dude. I wish it would do.
I know. I think for me, it's like I'm beyond all that stuff now. You know.
Yeah.
I'll just be drinking it.
Can drink a cup of coffee and literally go to bed.
I know. And pie.
Yep. That was Deepest Cuts with My Ass Reacts Violently to Coffee. Right here, yours truly.
That might be my favorite title from the YouTube playlist we mentioned earlier.
Definitely cooling it down and closing out with that one. That was from Ohio, Deepest Cuts, Sliz on Demand from 2022. NXWX from 2022 again also did coffee off of something. It looks like Croatian titled lick that I forgot to translate. War Spasm before that did Cafe Coffee Club Click off their discography from 2023. That was the newer one in this list. Scatter Brainiac did Coffee off of Anti-Lethargic from 2022. Some newer ones in here. Dead Rejects did a jammer right there. That was Gimme Coffee off of Sleeping Is for Suckers, 2012.
Such a good song.
Yeah, they got a bunch of releases over on Bandcamp. Go check it out. One of my favorite bands, Dark Thoughts from Chicago, did Two Coffees. That was a cool start of the song. Talking about mom and drinking coffee. And you know, that was Two Coffees off of At Work, 2018. Chachi on Acid did a quick one there. That was Coffee is Good Food off of You Communicate a Sense of Harmony to that from 2012. Battle Royale, sweet band. That was Coffee and Hardcore Theme Part 2 off of All the Shit You Never Wanted, 2021. DFL, good grief, they put something out in 2021. Missed that. Off of Why Are You DFL, 2021. Can't get it at Bandcamp. Can't get it fucking barely anywhere. That was Iced Coffee and Pissed Alpacas started it out. Check out Punkbot. Give a like and a follow over Punkbot138 on Instagram.
Send us tunes to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Brothers Grimm Punkcast, all Blogspot.
Oh, and I figured out the fucking logo. Oh, I've been meaning to say that really quick. Kudos to Apple Podcasts for getting back to me. And I must have sent them
it looks so badass.
But I must have sent them like 5 or 6 emails and they responded and they told me how to do it. And anyone out there, if you ever want to change your image, it's got to be 3,000 by 3,000 pixels. Who the fuck would know? Who would know that?
We're going to cool down and close it out with one of the best songs. A coffee punk songs ever. 1992, I can't believe it. Lagwagon was going to do Mr. Coffee off of Duh.
Mr. Coffee, Mr. Coffee.
So enjoy this tune. It's a good one to cool down, close out those 90s punk drums. Can't beat them. Till next time, punkers. It's us against the world.
Long live punk.
On legal speed.